Quirkology by Richard Wiseman, read by Peter Noble. The Mysterious Q Test. Before we begin, please take a few moments to complete the following exercise. Using the first finger of your dominant hand, please trace out the capital letter Q on your forehead. There are two ways of completing the exercise. You can draw the letter Q with the tail of the Q towards your right eye. In this case, you can read it, but someone facing you can't. Or you can draw it with the tail of the Q towards your left eye. In this case, someone facing you can read it, but you can't. As we'll discover later, the way in which you completed the task reveals a great deal about an important aspect of your life. Introduction. What quirkology is, why it matters, and secret studies into the science of tea-making, the power of prayer, the personality of fruit, and the initiation of Mexican waves. I've long been fascinated by the quirky side of human behaviour. As a psychology undergraduate, I stood for hours in London's King's Cross railway station looking for people who'd just met their partners off a train. The moment they were locked in a passionate embrace, I would walk up to them, trigger a hidden stopwatch in my pocket and ask, "Excuse me, do you mind taking part in a psychology experiment? How many seconds have passed since I just said the words, excuse me?" My results revealed that people massively underestimate the passing of time when they're in love. Or, as Einstein once said, sit with a beautiful woman for an hour and it seems like a minute. Sit on a hot stove for a minute and it seems like an hour. That's relativity. An interest in the more unusual aspects of psychology has continued throughout my career. I'm not the first academic to be fascinated by this approach to examining behaviour. Each generation of scientists has produced a small number of researchers who have investigated the strange and unusual. Maverick Victorian scientist Sir Francis Galton might be considered the founding father of the approach, and devoted much of his life to the study of offbeat topics. He objectively determined whether his colleagues' lectures were boring by surreptitiously measuring the level of fidgeting in their audiences, and created a beauty map of Britain by walking along the high streets of major cities with a punch counter in his pocket, secretly recording whether the people he passed were good, medium, or bad-looking. London was rated the best, Aberdeen the worst. Galton's work into the effectiveness of prayer was more controversial. He hypothesized that if prayer really worked, then members of the clergy, who clearly prayed longer and harder than most, should have a longer life expectancy than others. His extensive analyses of hundreds of entries in biographical dictionaries revealed that the clergy actually tended to die before lawyers and doctors, thus forcing the deeply religious Galton to question the power of prayer. Even the making of tea caught Galton's attention, when he spent months scientifically determining the best way to brew the perfect cup of tea. Having constructed a special thermometer that allowed him constantly to monitor the temperature of the water inside his teapot, after much rigorous testing, Galton concluded that the tea was full-bodied, full-tasted, and in no way bitter or flat when the water in the teapot had remained between 180 degrees and 190 degrees Fahrenheit and had stood 8 minutes on the leaves. Satisfied with the thoroughness of his investigation, Galton proudly declared, "There is no other mystery in the teapot." On the surface, Galton's investigations into boredom, beauty, prayer, and tea-making may appear diverse. However, they're all excellent and early examples of an approach to investigating human behaviour that I have labelled quirkology. Put simply, quirkology uses scientific methods to study the more curious aspects of everyday life. This approach to psychology has been pioneered by a small number of researchers over the past 100 years, but has never been formally recognized within the social sciences. These researchers have followed in Galton's footsteps and had the courage to explore the places where mainstream scientists fear to tread. Academics have examined how many people it takes to start a Mexican wave in a football stadium, charted the upper limits of visual memory by having people try to accurately remember 10,000 photographs.